The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Danielle Harris here.
And Scout Compton.
She had to think of her name for a second. Welcome to this episode of
Talk Scary to Me.
Oh my God, that move right there. So I had to tell you this funny
brings
thing.
Brings back memories.
It's not from my past, but from my old roommate's past, to tell you. So, you know, you guys, we're on a group chat with some other very awesome horror chicks. And one of the horror chicks, okay, so I'll just tell you who they are. It's Serena Vincent and Tiffany Shepis, and Scout and I are on a group chat.
And D-Wallace every once in a while.
Yes, exactly, depending on how naughty we are. One of the girls had an audition where she had to, it was a very, very big movie. She had to self-tape herself, which is always really hard. And one of the scenes is a sex scene where she has to have an orgasm. And there's no lines but yes. Right?
Yes.
The word yes. And it's a comedy. It's a big movie. It's a big comedy. And, but the scene's not that funny, but.
Did you read it?
I did not read it.
Okay.
Did you read it? Did she send it?
No, she didn't send it. She didn't send it yet.
She didn't want to do it. It was uncomfortable for her because she doesn't know who's going to be watching the tape, right?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's self-tape. You know, so that goes through, it's like the internet.
Whatever you
put on the internet,
it's
gonna be out there forever.
So if you don't get the job, there is footage of you having an orgasm
somewhere.
Yeah,
and you know, producers. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Don't know what assistant's gonna watch it.
Do you remember an audition that you had to do that or anything that was sort of in that realm?
Yes, I don't remember exactly what scene it was, but I remember it was for a Wayans Brothers movie.
Okay.
And I did it in the room.
Really?
And I was like mortified, but I was like, fuck it, just close your eyes and go for it.
Yeah.
Because it's the Wayans Brothers. And they were laughing so hard, but I think I was making fun of myself as like how a white girl has an orgasm. I think that was like what was funny about it.
Okay.
You know, like that's what they wanted, if I remember correctly. And I was like, how do I don't know.
It's so weird because like when I have auditions that are like that, I never think twice.
Yeah, you just go for it.
But maybe it's because we've been in this industry for so long, so it's just like, oh yeah, okay,
yeah.
We're having a sex scene now, right? In the room, and I just have to act like this. But I do remember when I was like in my early 20s, a casting director that I actually was really close with, and I was like up for this really, really big movie. And I mean, you've done nudity before. I've done once.
Me too. I've once.
And I remember like the last thing was like they wanted to like see my boobs
in the room
to see like what they look like.
What fucking difference does it make?
I know, and I was so young. I didn't know what to do.
Did you take your top off in the room?
Were you
on camera?
I was not on camera. But I remember
the producers were in the room.
I remember that. I was like, what is happening? I was like, this is so, but they made sure I wore like a bra or whatever. They were like, just wear a bra. I was just like, this is so weird. I was like, this is really weird. Yeah,
that's
I will never
so
fucking
strange.
Do that ever again. Ever again.
I know.
It was a casting director that I've like really close with. So she made it very like, Scout, honey, like it's okay. It's I just didn't know what to do. And it was a huge movie. Of course, it didn't get it. Well, I don't think it went. It didn't go.
Oh.
But I remember that. That is so
nice. And
what
if they're like, we loved you, but
your
we didn't like your boobs.
Oh, that's what I think all the time. Like sometimes, you know, because like we have smaller boobs, so I'm like,
it's called a bra. Put a fucking bra on. Who
but you
cares?
Can't put a bra on if you had to go nude, you know?
Right.
So it's like, it's weird.
It's so strange.
Does it really fucking matter the size of boobs in movies?
I have no idea.
Like apparently it does.
But you know, let me tell you, that's why I decided to do Rob Zombie's nudity only in his movie.
Yeah.
Because he only had real tits.
Yeah.
On film before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm sure some weren't necessarily real, but they look like real women.
Yeah. And he shoots it really well. Like,
it's
you know,
not about that.
Yeah, it's not about that at all.
So I was saying, like maybe if the audition for that movie was really funny, and then I started talking with one of my girlfriends was over afterwards, and we were drinking a little bit, and
yeah.
and I was saying, haven't you, I think I messaged you guys, like, haven't you ever been with somebody who does something really fucking weird after, right when they come? Like, what is the weirdest thing? So it reminded me of, I have not had anything. I mean, I'm sure I've had experiences where I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
This guy did something really fucking weird.
We all have, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Well,
speak for yourself. But I remember my old roommate was slept with this guy, and she came out and she was like, oh my God, we have to start calling him the sprinkler.
Wait, what?
Because when he, you know, did his business, it was like, ch-ch-ch-ch. So when your dance move just now reminded me of the sprinkler. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Gross. I guess he would like do something weird with his body or something. And then like when he came and it would like squirt weird. And it,
oh,
we, so we always
called
him
God.
The sprinkler. So for all y'all guys visuals. Think that us ladies don't talk shit when you leave. We do talk shit when you leave, so better make that shit good. Just saying.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
What's the weirdest thing you had a guy or girl do?
Afterwards?
During that moment.
During that moment.
Or did someone turn you off so much during sex that you were like, I just don't think I could ever look at them the same anymore? There's always that first time and you're like, oh, thank God they were normal. Like, so somewhat normal anyway.
Yeah, I think like if someone's like super loud, like really like I remember a partner in my early 20s, a lot of happened in my early 20s, was like screaming, like loud, weird shit. Like really
like,
weird shit.
Like calling you weird names?
No,
or?
Just like saying weird things and yelling it. And like, it felt like we were like a football field, like, yeah, go get it. Like, it's shit like that. I was just like, what is happening? And I think I was drunk at the time too.
Did you say anything or did you just laugh about it with your friends after?
I was just like, just get this fucking over with. Like,
yeah,
get it over with.
So you never saw that person again?
No.
And then you wonder, like, how did that person date like whoever for, you know, and they're like, oh, my last relationship was 5 years.
But
like,
that's why, because women do this. Women go, instead of going, hey, man,
what's that about?
Maybe like, don't do that because probably it's not going to work for your partners in the future.
Right.
You know, and I remember that he was a guy that was like, yeah, you know, women don't really want to date me. And I was like, maybe it's because of the bedroom talk.
Oh, my. Did you say that?
No, I should have. I was so scared to. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I feel like it's way better. I mean,
just to disappear, just ghost.
Yeah. That poor man though, you know, I'm sure someone's probably never into told it. Him do you think someone's into that? Cozy, go, hey, oh, yeah.
I don't fucking know. I would be out. Peace out. A little talk is good, but yeah,
don't be silent
team. Oh God, please. Yeah, no,
wait, go silent.
That's slow. Yeah, there you go. That's awful. That's so awful.
Oh,
okay.
Well, guys.
So,
sex talk done.
So fun. Okay, so you guys submitted questions.
Mm.
Let's see. Maybe we can read some.
Yeah. Do you want to? Sorry.
Yes. Let's see.
All right. Would you like? Do we want to do a video or do we want to do?
Ooh. Let's start with a question, not a video, maybe. Oh, okay. Hello. Okay, well, I guess we could.
I mean,
sure. You go ahead. You can read it.
Okay. Are we reading the names?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm going to just guitar and then NG, guitar gore. Guitar and gore. Guitars and gore.
Guitars and gore. Guitars. The letter N, gore.
Gore.
So you have two questions. So let's just pick since we're on the topic of dudes.
Yes.
Let's do the bottom one.
Okay. Guitars and gore is asking, does penis size matter? Danielle?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Sorry, guys.
Unfortunately, it does.
It doesn't have to be giant or anything like that, but there was a
person that I was talking to that like literally we would stay up until 2 a.m. in the morning in Hollywood talking about everything possible, like connecting. Everything was just like, it was like, I was like, oh my God, who is this person? And we had gone on these crazy adventures 4 or 5 times. And I was like, I can't wait to sleep with this man.
Yeah.
And we got to it.
And you were like, oh no.
And oh my God.
When there are certain positions that you can't do because...
Or you can't feel or whatever.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a problem. And I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I've been there too.
So it does matter.
And maybe it's the same. I wonder if we ever have any of them in common.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I
mean, let's go to the list.
Let's not get on the list. Kidding. But I mean, I'm older than you, so that would be a little bit. Unless it's you like older guys that could have. Yeah,
but you liked youngins.
I
didn't like younger.
I did, but I didn't hit any of the younger.
Did you not?
Ones. No.
You didn't even hit the one?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, he was 18 and I was 30. Like, oh. That's a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I would have been like molesting him. Hey, was he even 18? We're talking about that.
No, he was way older than 18.
No, he was 18.
No, he was not.
I swear to God, the guy that played Max in Halloween, how
Max,
old was he?
Max, you want to come on the podcast?
Max. Oh, by the way, Max, I used to think you were super hot.
I think you've said that a couple times.
Yes. Well, you get lucky once in a while with, you know, yes. You get to make out with. You're like, oh, cool.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I think it does matter. Which is kind of, it's hard to like say for like men that do deal with that. Like, what do you?
I mean, does it matter if a girl's like vagina is loose?
Yeah.
I mean, are you like, oh, I don't know if I can.
Or
know,
like different, you know, they all look different.
Some issue or something, or I don't know. Something's just, it doesn't mean that you can't get, your penis being that big doesn't mean that's what's going to get you off. There's many other ways to do it, but there is just something about just average. Average is all good, you guys.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. Just like average is, mm-hmm. is totally fine. Yeah. So.
But also some women probably don't mind it. You know?
No, not at all.
So it's just, I mean, you're just personally asking us.
I don't want like a big, big, big one either. No, thank you.
We're tiny.
No, thank you.
Would you like to do another, yours? Or do you want to keep on these ones?
This is the only one that
I... Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, shoot. Okay, let's see.
There is also a video in here.
Oh, should we?
Yeah, let's do that video.
Okay. Oh, what is that question? No.
Oh my God.
We get some of these crazy questions, fucking guys, questions, that you're asking. Somebody wants to know if we've had a gangbang, and if so, by how many men? Yeah, no. There's your question. No. Sorry, guys.
Dudes.
We're pretty open about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Okay, let's look at this video.
Okay, so do you want to play it to your... Okay, so I'll...
I'll just do... We play it to mine or yours. That's closer.
Dollface Originals. Okay, so we're going to play this. Oh, I got to accept it first.
Oh God, I hope it's not somebody jerking off. You know, oh my God. Get one of those. Guys, please don't do that.
Don't do that, please. How do I?
Hmm.
Oh God. Allow messages to view this video. I did allow messages. Okay, maybe we have to go here. There we go. Okay, here we go.
Oh, it's a woman.
Hey, there. Danielle Scout.
Huh? Hi.
I'm super big horror fan here. I have a question for Danielle, who is like my first ever girl crush and still my number one girl crush. Did you always know you wanted to get into horror, like starting out as a young child actress, or is that something you just kind of fell into after your initial role?
Thank you for your question.
Hey, Danielle.
Okay. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I am very happy to be here. I definitely didn't seek out horror so young. I think I'd barely seen any horror movies by then, but mm-hmm. now it's obviously like the best thing ever and mm-hmm. the most amazing community. And I mean,
it really is.
I couldn't have imagined like, yeah, getting stuck on in like a Disney show or something, or you know, I don't know.
Did you ever go down that? Yeah, you did
a little bit.
You did. You were in.
One
did they
movie.
Like kind of like hit you up to like have you be kind of in that world? No,
no. I was told I was not Disney material and I was not CW material. Were the two things that I got
from that
up.
Movie. They still said that you weren't Disney
was
material.
Not, no, because I wasn't. I didn't sing. I didn't like. I wasn't super cute. Like pretty.
You were the
blonde.
Best part of that movie.
Thank you, Scout.
No, you really were. This is before I knew her.
But Disney bought that movie. So we did it through Lucadia, Wish Upon a Star, and then Disney acquired it.
Okay.
So it was not a Disney movie. If it was Disney, I probably would not have been cast.
crazy. You killed it in that movie.
Thanks, girl.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible at this. Let me just watch you.
Two.
Okay. Okay. All right. We have another video. Should we do another one?
Let's do it.
Okay. Michael, please. Oh, Michael sent a lot.
Oh, geez. There's a lot of videos. Okay. Okay. Let's do.
Which one?
Let's do the.
Maybe it's a continuation.
Let's do the first one.
Okay. Michael Kent.
Michael Kent. I.
Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Sorry.
This is the first time we're doing it like this, you guys. So we're trying to figure it out.
Did Rob Zombie version of Halloween. And I've seen some of your other works as well. Some of your other horror films. I've even seen one of your movies on Lifetime at one point. And Wicked Little Things. That's one of my favorites with you as well, Scout.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to see you fabulous ladies there on Instagram. Just newly coming across the video of your live about your Talk Scary to Me podcast. And I guess my question would be to you, Danielle. Or Scout even, you know, what gets you through hard times when you're feeling uninspired and unmotivated? You know, what carries you through? I think we all can use that during these days nowadays. And got kind of cut off at the last message. And my second question was for either one of you ladies, Scout or Danielle, what keeps you going in the business? What do you like about the films, the horror genre that keeps you going, keeps you continuing with new updated work or materials? I got cut off in the last message.
He's so sweet.
Thanks, Michael.
Send another one.
Aw, he's so sweet.
Get up. I'm obviously lounging.
No, Michael, you look so
Michael.
Cute.
You lounge.
I think, you know, the one thing that I do that gets me out of feeling down or blue or depressed or just kind of like stuck is I escape to nature. I'm desert, mountains, whatever. Like I escape. I need to get out of Los Angeles or my environment that I'm in, and I go to somewhere beautiful, a national park or anything that like brings me joy. Like I go to Joshua Tree even. It's like an hour and a half away. So that's what I usually do. Yeah. You kind of do the same thing too.
I started to do that. Yeah. You know, we have chickens. So I've noticed lately, like when I'm overwhelmed or been traveling a lot, the way that I can sort of just snap back into the present is to just get in touch with nature and just even just walking outside to my mailbox with no shoes on.
Yeah.
Just
feeling the ground.
The ground on your feet, man. You just like need to reconnect for a minute. And it's really, really important. I mean, I don't know how you would do that if you live, you know, in New York City or, I mean, just get out and shut off the electronics and like just walk and hear the sounds and hear the birds and like just be present with the moment, you know? I mean, I think that that's sort of the best way to do it. Wow, to keep yourself inspired. I mean, creatively, like it's, I take this time, this downtime to create new things, like look what we're doing now, you know? I think just getting in touch with the community, your community, whatever that may be.
Yeah, are you in touch, like here, you do a lot of stuff with your neighbors and everything?
Yeah, I do. I just had dinner with my neighbors the other night.
Oh, nice.
I made a dinner for one of the Jewish holidays, so they came over and we ate.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was just nice to have like people in the house. I just want everyone to feel comfortable. Like taking shoes off in a house is really important to me, just because I want you to, I don't want you to track in fucking nasty shit into my house. My kids are like licking stuff off of the floor. I just like, I think it's just something about, it's about feeling the ground beneath your feet.
Yeah, I do like that. I do like that you do that.
I mean, so it keeps me like, you know, level. Very simple. Doesn't have to cost money. You know, like just something that you can just sort of do to be present in the day.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's so sweet.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Okay, so.
Now go buy some chickens.
Yes. Now, this is from Halloween Guy 83.
Aaron.
Hello. Okay, so I've been single since 2012, and I've not been on a date since 2013.
Shit.
Some of it is me, and some just timing. How do I get my back? How do I get myself back in the dating game? It's been so long that I don't know how to do it anymore. Mm. I've done the apps and everything else, and nothing is working. Mm. It would be nice to find someone, especially someone in the horror community.
Oh.
Well, you know, I hear a lot of people that find each other are at these cons.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So many.
Yeah.
So many people. Horror. You like horror movies.
Yeah.
Women go to these things that love horror.
It's 50, it's half women that are there.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, honestly, I would recommend hitting these convention circuits.
All right, Erin, I know you're coming to Monster Mania in October, so...
You did set them up?
Yes, I will for your birthday. You just got to point them out to me and I'll make the magic happen.
Yes.
One of us, if any of you guys like find a love connection and we, Scout or I, are there, anyone that's watching...
Oh, I just helped a couple the last con.
Did you?
Yeah, they were fighting and I helped them. Oh, I was like, come on, guys.
Somebody
like,
proposed in front of me last time.
Really?
Yeah, I've had it a couple times, but he said it so quietly and awkward that I didn't know what he was actually doing and I could barely hear him because he said it behind a mask.
Oh no.
And I was like, wait, what's going on? Like, oh, thank you. And then he like got down on his knee. I was like, oh my God, he was gonna propose to her. And she was like, sure. And then they like they're like, let's move on. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, no.
I was like, wait, congratulations, you guys.
Was she so happy?
She seemed a little bit like
she probably couldn't understand him
taken
either.
Aback. Like didn't know like what was happening.
Yeah,
you know. And I said, did you know that was going to happen? She's like, no. I'm like, oh God, did she say yes just because she's like on the spot and we're all looking at her? Well, I'll know next time I go if they're like, we're still married,
we're still together. Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, so this is a video. Here we go, Cody. Okay, let's see here.
What's your CJ? Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, ladies, I was curious. Looking back on your work in the Halloween franchise, what scene are you most proud of your work in, and what scene are you most self-critical on? You guys are both awesome, and keep kicking ass.
Good question.
Good question.
All right,
ladies. All right. Cody.
What was you? Yeah, you take that. You have way more scenes than I do in those movies.
Proudest. I think proudest was H2 with you. 100%. Because I think we've talked about it so many times.
Death scene?
Death scene. How real it was. And like, I've never really gone to that emotion ever before in any of these horror movies that I've done. Right. And it was just because of the relationship
the ending of the first Halloween, your ending. It's like,
oh, it's so cool.
Just epic.
That would be my second one.
Yeah, I love it.
That would be my second one. I think the one that I most critique on is the second one because we kind of were shooting out of order a lot, and then we were constantly adding things. So the level of Lori just kind of went up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, instead of like a progression. And that was because scenes were kind of like jumbled together last minute. Yeah. So then like I would be at another emotion and then I would be going to... So I think the therapist scene in the H2, I think when I'm like asking for drugs...
Who is that? Who shot that with you?
Margo.
Margo, yeah.
Yeah, Margo. I love... Yeah, Margo is very special. So I think that one, because that one was like supposed to be later in the movie and there's supposed to be some sort of growth, which is... I don't know. I feel like I would have... Now, if I would have taken on that scene, I would have done a little bit... more with it, but also I a lot of people come up to me and say how much like they identify with that scene with PTSD and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, people talk about that a lot with me, about how there's no movies that show the aftermath of what happens to a person and how they handle it so differently, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I like it all. No, just kidding.
I fucking
said
do great.
No actress ever. I when I'm laying on the floor screaming for you in the first one, when you're going to go make the call,
you did something with your voice.
Yeah, it just went. It's so guttural for me.
Yeah,
you know.
So good.
And I felt vulnerable. Oh my God, I was freezing because Brad and Malcolm kept coming in the door
and leaving the
door open. And I was like, I'm on the floor. I'm not wearing any clothes. I was like, oh my God, can somebody please close the door?
Aww.
But it worked.
It worked, yeah.
You know?
It definitely
that
did.
Like, I'm sure when you're stabbed that many times, like your body's in shock. Mm-hmm. I would assume that you would be convulsing at some point. So,
yes.
So that kind of works. So I was pretty proud at how we were able to use that to make it, you know, feel really real.
Yeah.
And then I think, geez, you know, I don't know why I put extensions in my hair for the second one. It was such a random choice to
look different. Oh, okay, okay.
I did it when I got out there.
But I loved it when right before the scene of you and I in the bathroom when I find you and they're doing like the slow motion.
Yeah.
When your hair went flipped in slow-mo.
Well, I kind of wanted to do, because I knew I was going to die, I was kind of wanting to bring Jamie back looks-wise a little bit to kind of have like a going out kind of thing.
Nice.
But I didn't think about it in terms of like, wow, it's only been a year and I had like hair up to here because I cut it off Halloween.
My hair was here last year.
My hair was like down to here.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, it was not. It was that
here.
Long.
It was. I mean, it was here in the first one and then here in the second.
Stress. All that pills, all those drugs you're on.
That's true.
Hair pills.
So I think it's something dumb like that where I was like, that probably wouldn't. I probably should have thought about that a little better.
Well, they like, also my hair should have caught that grown. As well, too. You know?
One would think.
Yeah.
They were too busy trying to write.
Continuity.
Figure out the storyline.
Jesus. Okay. All right. Do you want to read this guy?
Sure. This is Ingo.
Oh, he sent
Ingo877.
A message and some.
Oh, tap to see blurred video. Okay. Here's the video.
Okay. Oh, he's a little.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
My name is Inigo. I have a question for Daniel.
Yes.
So, my question is, are the rumors of you entering the Halloween Kills movie true? Like, I just have seen this a lot of times on Reddit and Instagram, and I just need some confirmation, please.
Me too.
Hi.
I need that confirmed too.
I haven't even seen any rumors.
I was like, I haven't seen any either.
I haven't seen anything.
There's just hopeful rumors. There's
hopeful. People are hoping. I know.
Please come back, Danielle. Come back.
No, guys, I'm done. I can't come back as another character. I mean, wouldn't it just be stupid? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd have to come back as like from the dead. Yeah. Otherwise, like as one of the others that I've already been, which wouldn't make any sense. Mm. So I can't do three different people. I mean, it's just
I think weird. The second it's one, like how that kind of ended was just so beautiful for your character and the entire franchise.
It was time for me to sort of move on, I think. You know, listen, I've said from the beginning, it's a bummer and I'm bummed out that I've never been able to work with Jamie Lee Curtis and that she now has a daughter in the movie and I'm not a part of that, which is really sad for me. You know, I don't, that's kind of like an F you, but whatever. It doesn't make sense. So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's not true. Sorry.
Oh. Okay. So Spooky Potato Killer 94. Ooh. Rad name, by the way. I love that. Okay. So do you believe sex is, we kind of touched base on this. So just like sex scenes in general, how do you film those kind of scenes?
Awkwardly. I
know it must state in a contract that you agree to film nude or topless, but do they only film the scenes with minimal crew?
Yes.
They're closed sets. Closed sets.
Yeah. So there's still five or so people.
But then you kind of think of it because there's, you know, there's everybody behind watching monitor.
Nobody's supposed to be back there.
With the director. Do you know how many people I've caught, like, by monitor? I'm like, yeah, just because you guys aren't in the set doesn't mean you're still watching it.
It doesn't mean, it's not about monitor. Me not seeing you. It's about you not seeing me.
Yeah, but then I also, you know, but that's like the in-between. Because people always bring it up, well, they're going to see it anyways. I'm like, yeah, but they're seeing us get up, adjust things. Yeah. Like, they're seeing the other yucky things. Parts of it. Like, it's not very comfortable. And sometimes they have you wearing little, like...
A stick-on...
Stick-on...
patch sort of thing.
Yeah, and they come flying off, you know?
You're sweating, and it's
gross. Yeah, you're sweating, and all the fucking lights are on you.
It's not glamorous.
It's not glamorous. It's not fun.
A turn-on, no.
There's no, like, excitement to it. Like, literally, guys.
No.
It's nothing fun. Just think of, like, the worst sex that you've had.
Like everybody that. Watching it.
Yeah, and everybody watching it. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's funny. Okay, I think we have time for one more. All right, let's see if there's a video. No, we didn't, right?
No.
Okay. So.
This is President CM.
All right.
I saw your request for video questions. I don't normally do this, so bear with me here. But I love both of Rob Zombie's Halloween films. Having been to the locations that Halloween 2 was shot in, I just want to know which of the film's locations did you prefer shooting at more and why?
Cool.
I saw your request for video questions.
Well?
Oh, you know, wow, that's tough.
I mean, I obviously love the Brackett House.
Yeah.
In Georgia for the second one.
I mean, that was gorgeous. That was such a beautiful, beautiful house. I think so. I think I'd have to agree with you.
It just felt
more authentic. There's something about filming in Los Angeles that kind of takes it away.
Yeah, but like, it was Pasadena.
Yeah, and nobody cares, and it's just kind of like,
yeah.
Pasadena stresses me out anyways, because all the one-way streets and shit. Like, it would take me an hour to get to set, because I did it. It was like, you know, I was young. I was 17. Right. So I was like, you know, driving for the first time. I was like, rah! I was like, how the fuck do I get just to this destination, and I have to go around, like, four corners?
And there was no, like, were there iPhones then? With, like, you were typing it into your Garmin.
Yeah, you were, like, printing them out.
Figure it out.
You printing it? Oh, yeah, yeah, you're printing Google it Maps. Out.
Yes.
So they wouldn't, like, see the one-way street.
Did you ever have Thomas Guide?
Yes, yeah, so I
you did.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That was like myself. One thing that I had to like learn to read for my a mom for auditions. Yeah. Yeah, she was like, you better know where we're going. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Follow the page to 57.
Yes.
Now to 2.
B to 3. Yes. I'm
like, what is happening? Yeah, I think the second one, just because... Like I said, like Los Angeles kind of takes this. I mean, it's cool, but you know, a lot of people don't care. So when you go somewhere else, they're like so excited that you're in their town and like filming, and like extras will come out and like actually want to be there. Like,
yeah, and watch.
Yeah, and watch nobody and cares be a part of it. Yeah. And the officers in other areas are so cool. So they allow you to do things sometimes without permits, which is really cool.
Oh.
Yeah, we did like a couple things without permits on that movie.
I don't even remember. I don't know.
I was there.
Let us get away with shit we're not supposed to be doing.
I mean, it's kind of cool that they're all excited about it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, use my restaurant. Yeah, use the front of my restaurant. Yeah.
I love
cool,
it.
You want the street blocked off? Let's do it.
Oh my God.
You know?
I love it.
Ooh.
Well, I hope that answered some of your burning questions.
Yeah, thanks,
this was
guys.
Fun. Thanks for joining us and submitting. I love it. Keep sending every week, you guys. Just send. We will collect them, and then you have a chance to be a guest on our show.
Yes, and just like just to remind, when you direct message and you want to be shown, make sure that you when you submit the video that you submit it so we can view it. For longer than one time, because there's like I think it gives you an option, view once, then it says like just so we can
just in case
replay it, because we'd like to check them first just to make sure there's no inappropriate ones.
Yeah, we didn't check these today,
actually it works.
We got lucky,
which is really good, but we're figuring this all out, guys.
We
and we're so excited about it.
And wait, wrong button.
Sprinkle it.
Oh, God. Yay. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Guys.
Bye.